You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday for the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, during which he said prayer is the way out when we become closed in on ourselves. During the Mass, the Pope conferred the pallium on 25 prelates who had been named Metropolitan Archbishops over the past year. In his Angelus address after the Mass, the Holy Father prayed for the victims of a deadly bomb attack in Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport on Tuesday. The blast killed 36 people and wounded around 150 others. Anne Schneibel has more on the Pope's words.
Addressing the crowds in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis called for a moment of silent prayer for all those affected by a suicide attack in Istanbul's international airport, which killed dozens of people and injured more than 100 others. Yesterday evening in Istanbul, a brutal terrorist attack was committed, which has killed and injured many people, the Pope said, after leading the crowds in the Angelus prayer. We pray for the victims, for their families, and for the beloved people of Turkey. May the Lord convert the hearts of the violent and sustain our feet in the way of peace. The Pope then invited everyone in St. Peter's Square to take a moment of silent prayer before leading the crowds in the recitation of the Hail Mary.
Ave Maria, piena di grazia, il Signore con te.
In his catechesis for the Angelus, Pope Francis reflected on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, who are considered to be the two patron saints of Rome, two pillars and two great lights, the Pope said, which shine not only in the Rome sky, but in the hearts of believers of the Orient and the West. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, during which he conferred the pallium on 25 newly appointed archbishops. He centered his homily on the day's gospel reading and reflected on the themes of being opened and closed, as demonstrated by the lives of Saints Peter and Paul.
La preghiera come umile affidamento a Dio.
Drawing from examples from the life of Peter, such as when he was imprisoned, the Holy Father said, prayer appears as the main way out. It is the way out for the community, which risks closing in on itself out of persecution and fear. Prayer, as humble entrustment to God and His holy will, is always the way out of our becoming closed, as individuals and as a community. Likewise, this theme of going out in service to the gospel is seen in the writings of St. Paul, the Pope said. Paul's life was utterly projected forward in bringing Christ to those who did not know him, and then in rushing, as it were, into Christ's arms to be saved for his heavenly kingdom, the Pope said. Turning back to Peter, Pope Francis reflected on how he was set free by Christ's compassionate gaze, which pierces the heart and brings tears of repentance. The Pope referred to the scene in the Gospels in which Peter encounters Jesus after having denied him three times. At that moment, Simon Peter was set free from the prison of his selfish pride and fear and overcame the temptation of closing his heart to Jesus' call to follow him along the way of the cross. Pope Francis also spoke of the constant temptation for the Church of closing in on herself in the face of danger.
La preghiera permette alla grazia di aprire una via di uscita.
Prayer enables grace to open a way out from closure to openness, from prayer to courage, from sadness to joy, and, the Pope said, we can add, from division to unity. I'm Anne Schneibel.